So there it was, an 8-year-old impressionable mind working with my grandfather, who I called Papa since I was a young child. Working with him, he's laying hardwood floors. He did that for 20-plus years, was the best in Rochester, New York, at laying hardwood floors. And here I was tagging along, doing my best to help out and contribute. And he actually paid me a little bit back then. So it was a win-win situation for an 8-year-old child. So my job this day was to sweep up and clean up after they installed a hardwood floor. So there's, you know, obviously saws cutting, so there's sawdust all around. There's the binding that holds the hardwood flooring together all around. My job was to take the broom and the dustpan and clean up. And I did. And I said, "Papa, I'm all done." He said, "Okay, great. Go in that room over there and clean that up too." Now that room he pointed to was a mess. And here's what I also pointed out. I said, "Papa, we didn't even go in that room. Why should I clean that room if we didn't even make that mess and we didn't even go in there?" And he shared with me words of wisdom that I'm going to share with you today. He said, "Tom, an important rule in business, an important rule of life is always leave a place better than when you got there. So go clean that room up." I begrudgingly went in that room and cleaned it up as if we had been there and wanted to leave a good impression. So when we left that place not only with the floors that had been laid in the utmost professional manner, but we cleaned the whole environment, including messes that we didn't even make, and we left it better than when we got there. This is Tom Beal with your morning Make Today Great video. What are you doing to leave a place better than when you got there? This life is very brief. Are you making sure that when you're gone, you're leaving the place better than when you got there? Today, congratulations, you made it to another day. 160,000 people, according to a quick Google search, didn't make it to today. 160,000 people per day don't get to the next day. And half the battle's showing up, right? So you're here, you've shown up. Now what? What are you going to do to leave today better than when you got here? Take massive action. You saw my friend Scott Tuzignant from yesterday with the action he took based on that video. He put into process, turned an idea into reality, turned an idea into a revenue-producing product that produces value for his target market in one day by choosing to take massive action. What massive action are you choosing to take today? What things have you been procrastinating on that you're going to grab hold of and say, "You know what, I'm digging in"? Roll your sleeves up. Start it, finish it today. Make it a day that you go full out. Make it a day that you leave better than when you got here. And also, make today great. We'll see you tomorrow.